Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Warning, there's going to be a lot of "that's what she said" moments today. So hit me up on Twitter and share them with me. Oh yeah, happy frickin' holidays and have a sexy New Year's too, boo thangs. What's up, professionally silly listeners? And happy holidays! New listeners, welcome to The Random. I'm your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and this is the professionally silly podcast where you can experience the silly, random, creepy, and of course, the weird. In short, you're going to experience the world on a comical level. Brought to you by my search engine and, of course, my adorable personality. Hello! Before we get started, I want to shout out a local Los Angeles coffee shop called Honey and Bacon, because without them, this podcast honestly wouldn't be possible. They are a Polish-owned family coffee shop with real coffee. You know, not that robotic Starbucks shit, you know, that they overload with flavors and sugar. No. Ugh. Honey and Bacon has coffee that actually tastes like coffee. I like that. Because of them, I'm able to chase my dreams a little bit harder. So make sure you check out their Instagram at Honey and Bacon and on Facebook, Honey and Bacon Coffee House. They are on Melrose Avenue. Tell them I sent you. They have no idea that I'm plugging them, so you're not going to get any, you know, any percentage off or something. I'm just shouting them out because they're fire as fuck and I love to get their coffee. So, yay! Actually, if you go there, there's a chance you'll run into me because I'm there all the time. So, I really do love a family-owned business. I love it. I love it, especially when they know what the fuck they're doing. So, Teresa, Neil, Andre, and Nathan, I see you, boo things. I see you over there making coffee. It's so good, too. All right, so let's get back to the show. Last week, we talked about sleep paralysis and some of the scary stories of those who experienced it, including myself. I shared a couple of experiences that I've had because I've actually experienced sleep paralysis many times in my 33 years of life. Forget that I mentioned my age. it was creepy as fuck, but the idea of not being able to move or speak while something horrifying taunts you, it sucks so much ass. Ugh. So I even shared a couple of my own sleep paralysis stories with you guys, you know, even the one that happened last week. If you haven't heard that episode yet, guess what? It's not too late. You can take a listen right after this episode. The link is below in the show notes. Now, let me tell you something, okay? If you are a newbie to the professionally silly, then you're going to enjoy yourself because we get silly up and cha. So this week, we're going to talk about New Year's because that ish is around the corner. So who's ready? You know, I am. My New Year's resolution, I usually don't have one, but this time I want to be more assertive, ask for help when I need it, and not be so hard on myself. You know, I would say to lose weight or something cliche, but you know, I don't need the added pressure. Like, I already know I'm a fat ass. Like, I don't need to, by the date, I've started working on that right now. So, I did a sit up this morning. Shut up. All right. Today, I am over myself. So today's going to be a fun episode. Some of these New Year's, we're going to talk about New Year's Eve and day stories. Some will be funny. Some will be a little creepy. Some will be other adjectives. You decide. But it's going to be fun. But I want to share something. Something cool happened this week. I was at a liquor store, per the usual, you know me. And it was Monday, so clearly I needed a drink. And so I'm in line with my toilet paper, paper towels, a can of watermelon Arizona, because yum, a Snickers bar, and of course, a bottle of wine. Tis is the season to be fucked up. So I'm in line, and this woman in front of me turns and she looks at me for a second, and I'm not sure what she's thinking or what she's going to say at this point. So I'm like, what? So she looks at me and says she's trying to figure out how she knows me, that weird squint up face you made, like, I think I know this bitch. Who is this? You know? So then she says, I follow you on Instagram. And I'm like, oh, that's so cool, you know? So I asked her her name, and, you know, we had small talk, you know, we small talked a bit, honestly, forgot her name, like, as this moment, holy crap. So then she gets to the register, and she's trying to purchase a honey bun, you know, but, like, the honey bun costs more than she had in cash. And I heard her express to herself out loud that she didn't want to use her card for such a small amount of money, as if, like, the cashier was like, you know what, just give me this amount, that's fine. No, that's not what they do out here in LA. So they don't do that, you know. So I was like, all right. So I told the cashier, and I was like, hey, just put the honey bun with my stuff, that's totally cool, like, it's like a dollar and some change, whatever the fuck, you know. So I got to be the snack hero. I mean, she drove her car all the way to the liquor store just for a honey bun. So I figured she really wanted it, and I wanted to be sure that she got it. Plus, I didn't feel like her holding up this line. I wanted to pay for my wine so I could, you know, get fucked up, which makes complete sense, you know, because honey buns are amazing. So I get why she went all the way there for one. So that was something that happened. I helped one of my followers get a honey bun. Anywho, let's get to this episode, y'all. Oh, yes, I have a question or a favor to ask. If you're listening to this podcast on iTunes, please rate and review Professionally Silly, because this actually helps my podcast get out there. It's super helpful, and it gets to be heard by new listeners, and it don't cost you a damn thing. It's, like, dope as fuck. Plus, it's free to leave a review. Support your girl, you know what I'm saying? Share the Professionally Silly podcast with a friend. And if you enjoy this podcast, give me a call or text my Google Voice number. Let a bitch know, 805-664-1828. Or you can tweet me on Twitter at True Smiles Jones. All this information is in the episode notes, guys, so you can hit me up about this or any podcast episode that I've done. And also, oh yeah, guys, also I should warn you, there's going to be a few random ads that you may hear in between this episode. So take a listen, and you might learn some shit. Also, there's someone vacuuming, I think, above me. And if you hear that in the background, my bad. I refuse to start over. Not going to. Because, like, I've gotten through so much shit, I'm not doing it again. So fuck that. You're going to hear some bitch cleaning. Just enjoy that. or some dude, I don't know. Some asshole. They know I'm recording. Anywho, so take a listen. To the little ads that you're going to hear randomly. You know what I'm saying? They're pretty important. They're pretty dope. Some charitable funds by Ad Council. Super fire. Some charity stuff. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Also, I know that it's time to unwrap gifts for the holidays, but unless you want a baby around the fall time, you know, wrap up your gifts if you catch my drift. Saving lives, bitches. Saving lives is what I do. In other news about my favorite topic, me. I've been listening to so many amazing podcasts lately, and I've noticed that they've been keeping count of the amount of podcasts they've done, and they celebrate those memorable moments, like their 10th or 25th, 50th, and of course their 100th episodes. And you know, these are amazing milestones that I just fucking forgot to celebrate. I guess I was like, well, no one's fucking listening, who's gonna fucking care? So I just never really paid attention, you know. And now that I'm getting more listeners and I'm hearing all these other podcasts celebrating these milestones, I'm like, I think I fucking missed out. So anyways, I am free. I've been free for a while. I am pleased to announce that we have reached all of those milestones. I just forgot to tell you. So my bad. So happy all those numbers anniversary. We did it, guys. Yeah. I believe this is episode 118. I started to count all of the episodes, but I kept losing count because I get easily distracted. So if any of you listeners want to count how many episodes I have, that'll be great. Let me know. Because I'm lazy. So for those of you interested in starting your own podcast for free, listen up. This is for you. And then we will get into these crazy New Year's Eve and day stories. Yeah. Shit's tits, man. I'm super excited. All right. I mean, honestly, who doesn't want a podcast? It's fire. You get to talk about shit you like. Other people like the same shit. They listen in. It's fire. I love it. Ooh, and you know what? I have an idea. I want to start doing some listener stories. That would be fire. So send in your ghost stories or true crime stories or aliens or confessions, embarrassing moments, advice, whatever, whatever. You know, I want to start doing listener stuff, you know, and see how you guys are doing. What's going on in your lives? Did you witness a murder? Were you abducted by aliens? Do you know somebody who went missing? Like, is your house haunted? Like, shit like that. I want to know. That would be so fucking dope. All right. So I know you guys have, you know, some shit that you want to share, and you can be anonymous if you would like. And I meant to say anonymous, but I don't know what the fuck anonymous, but I don't know. Just let me know in your email. So hit me up at ambersmilesjones@gmail.com. Information's in the episode notes. Okay. Let's go ahead and get to these New Year's Eve and New Year's Day stories. So this first one is called Love with a Side of Ecstasy. Yes. You know, like the drug. Okay. So, of course, one of the first places I went to was Reddit. Obviously, I managed to find a New Year's story so beautifully told with just one sentence. It's beautiful. User Scuttlepuff writes, "I met my significant other 10 years ago at a rave while on ecstasy." What an elegantly told story. I'm filled with such warmth inside of my chest cavity right now. I might need to go to a rave and pop a few pills. Okay, shit, my love life is garbage, okay? That's the one thing I haven't tried. Going to a rave and doing some X. That's how you find love. Quick question, has sex changed? It's been a while. I need to read up. If you guys have any pointers. God, I think I just invited a bunch of dick pics. Never mind. Take that back. Let's get... Why do you guys listen, honestly? I can't stand myself. Shit. Okay, so let's get to the next story, guys. All right, so I'll admit, I've never been streaking before, and honestly, I never saw a reason to. I mean, if that's your thing, more power to you. I don't even like to see myself naked when I shower, and I'm forced to because I gotta make sure I get everything. So I'm certainly not gonna run around butt-ass naked with, like, is it butt or buck? Butt-ass, buck naked, butt naked. I don't know which one. But yeah, I'm just not gonna run naked as fuck with my bits jiggling around in front of other people. It's just... And to be honest with you, I'm one of those people who's like, hey, turn off the lights before we do it. Like, I don't want you to see me. Yes, I know. All right, so we have another story from Reddit. Just going to go ahead and switch the topic there. just go ahead. Just like a conversational lazy Susan. Google it if you don't know what the fuck that is, a lazy Susan. All right, next Reddit story from user Jono456. And Jono says, I drank so much, I don't remember the ball dropping. Apparently, I went streaking through my house party and woke up wearing my purple Hulk shorts from Halloween. And one of the lenses in my glasses were missing. I don't know why I read it like that. It felt good to me. All right, so... But it just sounds like shit got rough for Jono. First of all, what the fuck was he drinking? I need to know so I can stay away from that shit, okay? No, ma'am. Not I. Do you have any idea how expensive it is to replace glasses? Fuck. I mean, like, now there's websites like Zini Optical. I love Zini Optical. They have an Instagram and a website. Check them out. If you have glasses, prescription glasses, you know how expensive that shit can be. Zini Optical has glasses like literally as low as $6.99 and up. Now, a lot of people don't realize this, but only one company makes glasses and they sell them to other people, and those people slap their logos on it, and then the price goes up like hundreds of dollars just because that logo is there. But Zini Optical does not do that. Now, you can buy, like name brand glasses from the website as well, but you don't have to. A bitch got two pairs of prescription glasses. One of them has like my Instagram handle engraved on the side because, you know, full of myself and chasing the dream super hard as fuck. And two pairs of glasses, and with shipping and handling. And remember, prescription shit cost me less than $45. So suck on that. Shit's tits. I fucking love it. that's just how I feel. Okay, so I completely got off track there. I just need you guys to save money so you can donate it to me. My PayPal link is in the description box. My PayPal link is in the episode notes. Check that out. Okay, so I wish he really posted a picture of him in his Hulk shorts, honestly. I really would have enjoyed that. Thoroughly. I certainly hope that you guys enjoyed that indoor streaking story. That's what I called it. Right? Perfect name. Let's go on to the next story. I like to call this one Blowjobs for the New Year. It's beautiful. Very well said. Fucking shout out to BuzzFeed for this story. I love the random that they provide us on the internet. They are just a godsend. They should fucking sponsor me or give me a job. That'd be great. You guys tell BuzzFeed to hire me. I could use some money. I've got bills. Okay, so this was submitted by Gangster Panda. First off, dope username. Okay, gangsters and pandas have a long history, and I'm glad he finally brought them together. This is beautiful. Okay. All right, so he says, or she says, I don't know, or they say, I don't know what they identify as. Just Gangster Panda says, let's be safe, says, a couple of years ago, my friends had the bright idea of having a bonfire for New Year's. Long story short, we ended up pissed drunk in the woods and had to sleep in a freezing car, where I witnessed my best friends both receive and give this guy we all call corn dog dick a blowjob. Why do they all call him corn dog dick? Because to me, it kind of sounds like you know what his dick looks like too. And also, okay, for my international listeners, if you don't know what a corn dog is, let me explain it. It is a hot dog that is covered in, what is it, cornmeal, I think it is. And it's like fried and you eat it. It's like on a stick. It's like a whole thing. Google it. Corn, then dog. Sounds exactly the way it fucking sounds, but it's one word. So that concerns me. I don't know what the, is he not circumcised? What does this mean? And why are people getting their dick sucked in the woods? I'm going to stay away from the woods. Everybody, don't go to the woods unless you want to get your dick sucked or you want to be serial killed or both. I don't know. I don't know your lives. Oh, God. But, Jesus. But you know what? I've been there. Like, well, I never got my dick sucked in the woods because I don't have a dick and I don't go to the woods. It's a lot of walking and I don't have the time for that. So, but I feel you, gangster. It's always weird when sex stuff happens around you and you're not involved in it. Like, that shit is weird as fuck. Okay. So I was a victim of this when I was in college. I actually witnessed, one of my drunk ass friends, getting it on, just getting it in with her boo thang, right? On the couch. Like in the same room as me. It was like one of those like college dorm room parties, but like I stayed in this thing called the Ville. I went to Savannah State University. And then I'm totally giving you guys like a history you probably don't give a shit about. So I don't give a fuck though. So I went to Savannah State University. What's going on? And so I went there for 2 years and then I transferred to Armstrong Atlantic State University, which is now just like a Georgian Southern University campus. But anywho, I was there and they're having a party there. And it's like one of those apartment type dormitories where there's like you walk into the door and you're in the living room and the kitchen is in front of you. And if you go to the left or to the right, there's going to be two bedrooms on each side and then one bathroom on each side, if that makes any sense. So there, I was standing in the kitchen making a drink and there's like a little bar, like a little kitchen bar, so you can see the living room from the kitchen. So it's like a super open area, you know. So I look over there, I'm pouring my drink, which I was drinking underage. Nobody told my mom. And... And so I look up and like my buddy is like giving her boyfriend a fucking hand job. And I'm like, it's time to go. So So I got my shit and I left. Like, people, okay, stop having sexy time in front of people without their consent. Okay. Cause that shit is weird. Just ew. So we didn't really talk much after that, which is completely understandable because it must have been super. I think she remembered it and that's why we didn't talk much. I was like I saw you, your boyfriend's dick. I'm a lesbian. I should, you know, I don't do dicks. That's not my thing. And I feel like I should decide whether or not I want to see one. And I didn't. So I took my drink to go back to my room, to my apartment and finished my shit. And started watching Buffy the Vampire Slayer on DVD box set because I'm awesome. And yes, I still have every season of Buffy the Vampire Slayer on DVD box set. I can see it from where I'm sitting right now. And I will not be judged. Okay? Sunnydale was always in trouble. Fuck. Why don't we just go ahead and slide right past that story? Just electric slide right past it. Okay? Our next story is called Woke Up with a Condom in My Ass. What a wonderful memory to share with the internet of people you don't know. So this is a New Year's story from Reddit, and it's a user named Tom Wells. And Tom shares, I passed out drunk last night when my friends each spat in a condom and pushed it up my ass with a pen. Pause. Hard pause. That's nasty as fuck. Also, fuck those nasty ass friends of his. Okay, that's nasty. Unpause. Sorry, I had to relate that. He goes on to say, this morning I woke up with a used condom in my ass, so I thought I had sex with a gay man when I was drunk. Well, that is kind of funny, but still, it's nasty, y'all. Don't, y'all could have used lotion or something. Like, y'all didn't have to spit in my man's ass, like, and then shove a pen up his ass. That's that shit, you know, honestly, it sounds like a Law and Order SVU episode. Goodness. And Tom, homie, why the fuck would you ever tell anyone this? I would take that shit to the grave, man. To the grave. Nope. Mm-mm. Nothing has ever, nor will there ever be anything placed up my ass that would not be a story I told if it wasn't something I was proud of. Like, yeah, man. So many things up my ass this weekend. It was great. Like, then if you want to announce that, that's cool. Tom Wells with your first and last name. Okay. Shit. Anyone who reads that and knows you's going to be like, oh yeah, that was hilarious, man. You remember that? Zach was funny. Yeah. You stuck that bick up his ass. Ah, see there? I made a little pun. Bick with a B, you know, like the brand of pin. Yeah. I don't know if it was a bick or not. Just wanted to make a joke. Hi, I'm inappropriate. And you are? Shit. All right, let me just go ahead and start this next story with saying this statement here. I don't like things in my ass. It's just me, all right? I'm not judging anybody who likes a little ass play. It's not my thing, all right? So, moving on here. Reddit user, I believe it's Duger or Dugor or Dugor, I don't know, shares, we're at a friend's house having drinks. My wife was very pregnant. One of my friend's friends turned up off their face on some sort of drug. I think that means that their friend's friend was fucked up as shit off some drugs. So he was being a major dick. Anyway, after a few choice words, I was about to knock his head off, and my wife, in her infinite wisdom, thinks that she should step in between me and the drug's pain in the ass. I guess he was trying to say drug addict pain in the ass, but it's not what he wrote. Anyway, it says here, anyway, he takes a swing, hits her, and I absolutely clean him up. First of all, good for him. Anybody who fucking hits my pregnant wife is going to die. It's as simple as that. Okay, so he goes on to say, I knocked him out, but the damage was done and she went into labor. Oh, I forgot about that part. Long story short, an hour later, my youngest son is born. True story. Holy balls. No, sir. I would have gotten arrested that damn day. Legit. That dude would have tasted all kinds of new flavors. My fist, my shoe, the ground. Just a buffet of hell nah. And I fucking hate when someone brings a friend they know is an asshole to functions. Like, you know how your friends are. You know if your friend is a dick. Don't bring them. Matter of fact, if you guys have any stories about, you know, unwanted party guests, email me. Email them to me at ambersmilesjones@gmail.com. Email should be in the show notes below. You have no idea how much I would love to do episodes with your awesome life stories. So gimme. I want them. Oh, goodness gracious. The things I find on the internet. So, anywho, I decided to stop by my favorite website, thesmokinggun.com. We've definitely done a lot of stories from that website. So I found a crazy New Year's true crime story, but no one dies, so, you know, chill out. We have a 25-year-old man from Wisconsin who decided to bring in his New Year's by doing a belly flop onto the windshield of a police car. His name is Cody James Romano. Cool name, though. Clearly, this guy was drunk off his ass and decided to charge the parked squad car and throw himself into the air. And he did a belly flop on a police car because that's what people do. That is the craziest shit I have ever heard. But maybe it's because I'm black and I can't imagine myself running towards police for shit. So, now that'll get you shot. I'm just playing. But what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Homeboy even got into it with the cops. So once the police got everything all situated, they took him to the hospital so he could be checked out. And then they took his ass to jail on multiple charges, mind you, disorderly conduct, battery to a law enforcement officer, and criminal damage to property. But yeah, this shit is crazy sauce. Like, I can't take it. Just too much stupid out there. There's all these dumbass just running around. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to fucking belly flop a cop car today. That's my plan today. That's what I'm doing. Because I'm a winner. Ain't nothing wrong with a little masturbation. I'm just going to go ahead and start this next story. With that, what a great way to start it. So we have Juan Miguel Condra, which I'm sure I didn't say right, in Hollywood, which is currently where I live, who was caught choking his chicken outside a woman's house. So we've got ourselves yet another SmokingGun.com crazy news story. True crime doesn't always have to end in murder. I mean, like, you know. Whatever. Still crimeful. I'm going off base. Rant ended. All right. So I guess everyone in Florida currently listening to this particular story is probably like, yeah, I'm going to come for this bitch. Because you guys know, I have told a lot of Florida stories. But once again, it is not my fucking fault that weird shit goes down in Florida. I don't know if it's the prehistoric dinosaurs you got walking around that you call alligators and or crocodiles. I don't know the difference. You guys have dinosaurs, okay? Strip clubs everywhere. Like, it's just a lot. Cocaine is huge. Of course there's lots of crime happening in Florida. That's not my fault, okay? I'm told the cocaine is a hell of a drug, you know? Shit. All right, end of rant. So, leave me alone, Florida. I know this happened in Hollywood, but, you know, weird things happen here too. I know, shut up. So, good old reliable Hollywood's got Juan, who was caught by Hollywood police staring into a woman's apartment window. Juan had his hand inside of his pants through his zipper, because that's the best way to get it done. Later, police asked him pretty much, what the fuck were you thinking? And Juan said he did it because he hasn't had a girlfriend in a long time. So naturally, he decided to whack it outside a woman's apartment. Listen, Juan, I haven't had a girlfriend in a very long time too. But I'm not going to like fucking finger DJ myself outside their goddamn houses, because that's fucking weird. Jesus. And I don't understand why he has to go stand outside some lady's apartment. Once again, guys, I have said this probably way more times than I should on this podcast, but Pornhub is a thing. Utilize it. It's free. Yeah, fuck it. Pornhub, you should sponsor me. I shout you guys out so much. I mean, everyone thinks I'm a fucking porn addict now. I joke about Pornhub a lot. I don't know why. Like, somebody will do something or say something weird or funny, and I'll be like, that would make a great Pornhub category, because I'm hilarious. And I'm a grown up. So, yeah. Anywho, tell the guys at Pornhub to slide a bitch some money. I need sponsorships, y'all. Yeah. That grunt I made, it was real. So, this next one it's infuriating, honestly. I have not experienced anything like this before, but I can't. I can just imagine how awkward it would be, and how pissed off I would be if this had happened. But honestly, I think a lot of people, most of you, would probably agree with the annoyance that this man went through that I'm about to share with you. All right, so this is coming from Metro UK. Shout out to my UK listeners. What's going on? Sup, boo thangs? What's popping? Ooh, okay, I should try my British accent again. Oh, God, I love the opportunity to offend an entire country with my horrible accent, so yes! Okay, let me see if I can get it right. Mm-hmm, all right. Maybe testing, all right. Okay, so Tina shares this. British, think British. All right. I've been dating a guy for about 6 months. His previous girlfriend had cheated on him not long before we started dating. And for the record, we ended up dating for 4 years, so I can at least say I wasn't just his rebound. Okay. Well, calm down, Tina, because I didn't say shit about you being his rebound. She's salty as fuck about this situation. You know a bitch is upset when she be defensive before she even tells you what the fuck she's talking about. Anywho, she goes on to say, British. So, on to our first New Year's Eve together. We were in a group of 20, and as a treat, one of the richer kids' parents had rented out a hotel ballroom for all of us, complete with an open bar. Bruh, I need rich friends. Okay, listen, if any rich people are out there listening to this, you want to hang out, and you want to pay for everything, let me know. All right? Okay, I'm sorry, I'm gonna stop again. Being relatively new to this group, I didn't know anyone else at the party other than my boyfriend. His ex showed up with the guy she cheated on my boyfriend with. Ashamed and awkward, my accent is horrible. Ashamed and awkward, my boyfriend decided to hit the whiskey while I remained in a state of sober shock. To make matters worse, we finally got into our hotel room only to hear loud moaning coming from the room next door. Turns out, our room was right next to the ex's room, and absolutely, my boyfriend was plastered, and he spent the rest of the night yelling through the wall for her to shut up. So, my UK listeners, did you like my voice? Probably not. That's fine. It was horrible. But at least you knew when the story was like being told, because I was almost British. So, I mean, I kind of understand the annoyance from the boyfriend's point of view, but I'm going to be honest with you guys. She said they got together about 6 weeks after his previous relationship ended, and the way that it ended didn't end well because, you know, they got cheated on. So, you know, that kind of sucks. Which means, you know, a little over a month is 6 weeks. So chances are he wasn't over his girlfriend completely. And when he got together with his replacement boo, that's what we'll call her. Sorry, Tina. No matter how long the relationship lasted, 4 years or 2 weeks, it's clear homeboy was not over his ex-boo thing. That's just how I feel. All right, look, I'm going to keep it real with y'all, all right? My love life is garbage, all right, honey? It's stinky garbage that's been left out for centuries. And I swear, I attract the same type of women. Just emotionally unavailable, mentally checked out, tons of baggage. Oh, my favorite, allergic to commitment. I get turned on just thinking about it. That is why I'm still single. So it's, I need to figure some shit out. You know, like I said, I need to go to a rave, pop some X pills, see what happens, because that is exactly how you find true love, according to our first story. So anyway, it's funny because I really give great advice, but I never follow the advice that I give. And I've been single for a minute, y'all. Listen, who is the current president right now? What century is this? Can animals talk yet? Like, shit, I need some assistance. Help me. I recently signed up on one of those dating apps. I'm not going to tell you guys which one because I don't want you fucking looking for it. Let me see what this bitch looks like. It's a huge mistake because I'm terrified I'm going to get serial killed. Ooh, but if I do, the I Said Goddamn podcast can talk about my murder. I give you guys permission. All right. Also, my funeral after my after party of my funeral, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be lit. 420 friendly bitches. But also, please don't serial kill me, or don't kill me at all. That'd be great if you guys wouldn't do that. just throwing that out there. If there is anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's get fucked up on New Year's. But no, be safe out there, guys. Bitches, be safe. But also try to remember what the fuck happened the previous night. Don't get so drunk that you can't recall. Like, that should not be an actual answer to a question. What happened to you? I can't recall. I was fucked up. You know, but also don't put condoms in your friends' asses. I feel like that's sexual assault. Don't do that. Professionally silly life rules, guys. I'm here to keep you guys out of jail. This is why the podcast was created. Listeners, do me a favor, in the spirit of giving, give this podcast 5 stars on iTunes. Pretty please. So aggressive, even though I said pretty please. Ooh, pretty please with cherries on top. And if you don't like cherries, with whipped cream on top. Oh, God, I could love a can of whipped cream right now. All right, also, I'm a fat bitch. I forgot to tell you guys. Also, guys, with the 5 stars, leave a review, you know, and share this professionally silly podcast with everyone in the world that you can think of, because it's super helpful, you know, for my show. When you review and give me 5 stars, it helps get it out there, which is like the whole fucking point. It would be fucking titties if my podcast made it to one of those like podcast comedy lists, you know, like, oh yeah, top 100 comedy podcast, professionally silly. Like, I would fucking love to see that. I would feel validated as balls. I would love it. I don't know why I said balls. I would just feel validated. Leave me alone. By the way, shout out to my bitches at the I Said Goddamn podcast. I totally stole one of their phrases. Like, they say things like, that shit's tits, or that be fucking titties. I fucking love it, and I'm gonna say it every day as often as possible. I figured you guys should know where the fuck that awesome came from, you know. So that I give them a verbal tag. Okay, so correction corner. Last week, I shouted out one of my reviews that I got on iTunes, but I got their username wrong because reading is hard. I got the username wrong. So shout out to 350cast for their review on iTunes. I made the mistake and called them the title of the review, and I called them Marvelous Podcast. And I was like, oh, cool, another podcast group listened to my podcast. This person was giving me a compliment, and I was too stupid to realize it. So that sounds like something I would do. So shout out to 350cast, and once again, you guys, I'm a bit slow here. Their review said, hi, finally found you on Apple Podcasts. Your episodes are marvelous. That should have been a huge, I don't know, sign that I was stupid, but I didn't catch on to that. I look forward to hearing more. But yeah, shout out to you, 350cast. Hey, baby. All right, so this... I know, a lot. I told you, I am channeling my bitches from I Said Goddamn. So this week, and I promise I'll get the name right, I double checked. Okay, I looked once, but I got it right. We have a review from ShMoneyGing79. I'm saying it wrong. S-H-M-O-N, well, it's S-H-Money, and then G-N-G-79. And they wrote, love you. I finally found you now. I'm going to listen to every podcast you have done. Yeah. Okay. I don't know if I'm scared or excited. I finally found you. I'm a scared, y'all. I'm just kidding. Thank you so much for your review and your 5 stars. You kick so much ass, you know, for taking the time to let me know that you're feeling my content. Makes me feel good inside, all warm around my chest cavity area. Feeling good. Like, when you guys leave reviews, it's like a sip of whiskey. It makes you feel good inside. You know, I love it. Also, listeners, before we end this episode, be sure to stick around for 2 promo trailers from a couple of my true crime podcasts. I Said Goddamn and Dumb and Busted. Also, I want to shout out the podcast Toil and Trouble, as well as Just Ghouly Things. These are some dope-ass podcasts that I have come across recently on my Spotify, because I love some Spotify. So make sure you tell your friends, if they have a Spotify account, they can find my podcast there. So anywho, Toil and Trouble is, just 2 spooky girls discussing everything spooky under the sun. True crime, horror, the supernatural, and more. So get ready for sass and suspense. So that is Toil and Trouble. So make sure you check them out. Another dope-ass podcast that I am in love with. I don't know why I'm singing fucking everything. Because I'm awesome. That's why. So Just Ghouly Things. That is another dope-ass podcast that I found. It's your favorite ghouly girls, Rebecca Ruber and Lily Baldessare. I know I said her fucking name wrong. I'm sorry. I'm reading the description, so leave me alone. They talk everything paranormal on this podcast. Topics range from ghost stories, haunted places, UFOs, to even conspiracy theories. If you know someone who knows that they have a paranormal experience or a story they would like to share with us, please email them at justghoulypodcast@gmail.com or DM them on their Instagram. So, yes, do that for them. Also, do it for me, too. My email is ambersmilesjones@gmail.com. I forgot my email for a second, so yeah. And also, be sure that you guys check out the links in the show notes of this podcast. Lots of awesome bonus information for you there. Like my social media information. You can stalk me online, but, you know, don't be weird about it. I've got TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, all that stuff. Oh, by the way, I just did a bomb-ass TikTok video yesterday. Like, check that shit out, guys. That shit is titties. I love it. It's especially if you're like a Home Alone fan, you're gonna fucking dig it. you know, also, in other amazing news about me, your girl's gone visual. So check out my YouTube channel that is also called Professionally Silly. I have so much fun on there. Make sure you guys follow, subscribe, fam me, whatever you want to call it. You know what I'm saying? My podcast is dope. My YouTube is dope. Let's just have some fun, guys, because I've got like so many fun things that I do there. So thank you guys so much for reviewing the podcast. For those of you that have and you're showing your support, it means so much to me when you reach out, whether it's via Twitter or an iTunes review or Google Voice or what have you. It just makes me feel good and inspires me to keep going. And it lets me know that you guys are not only listening, but you're enjoying what the fuck you're listening to. And that shit's tits. And I love it. So, I fucking love that. Shit's titties, man. I love it. So I'm shouting out every single one of you. So thank you so much, you know, for supporting the Professionally Silly podcast and the Professionally Silly YouTube channel. You guys kick so much ass. Oh, and so much to say. God, my life is finally doing things. So I have to tell you about it. So be sure to check out my new YouTube series called Paranormal Blacktivity, which is on my YouTube channel, Professionally Silly. Don't you just love the title of that series? Paranormal Blacktivity. And there aren't a lot of black paranormal investigators, at least not many that I know of, you know, from my experience. Black people don't usually fuck with the spirits, you know, many people don't, but I'm one of the weird ones. So I've got three or four episodes of Paranormal Blacktivity series up. I went to the Pasadena Bridge, which is the Colorado Street Bridge, which is like widely known as the suicide bridge out here in it's in California, in Pasadena, California. And I went there with two of my friends who were also YouTubers, Ari Fitz and Jade Fox, and who also happened to be black and they don't fuck with spirits. Okay, so their reactions to that video was hilarious. You definitely want to check that out. So then I recently made another video. Not recently, it was like October. Made another video back. I went back there for the 3 a.m. challenge with my friend Angela Maria, another YouTuber. That video was wild as fuck. And and so this past Sunday, I just released another paranormal investigator video where I went to the Hollywood Roosevelt Hotel. And this is a hotel that was built in 1920s with a lot of ghostly experiences since then. Even Marilyn Monroe sightings have occurred there, you know, which makes sense because she lived there for about 2 years of her life at one point. So yeah, make sure you subscribe to my channel, Professionally Silly, and subscribe to my podcast so you can hear shit. Because we'll be getting weird up in here. Now, a funny thing is, in that video, I just posted part 2 this past Sunday. And I swear, I feel like we communicated with Marilyn Monroe. Anyways, watch the video. Tell me what you fucking think. I feel like we got her voice on the spirit box. So that was kind of interesting. So tell your friends. Tell your family. Tell anybody with faces about my YouTube channel and this podcast. Once again, I'm your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones. And thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Anchor FM, where I take my silliness seriously. Was that sexy or creepy? I don't really know which one. But feel free to call in about any episode of Professionally Silly that you've heard. If you don't have the Anchor app, you can also call in or text my Google number, 805-664-1828. Hit me up there or hit me up on Twitter at True Smiles Jones. Email me at ambersmilesjones@gmail.com. If you want to send me some cool stuff for me to, you know, open up on my podcast, or if you want to join my one of my other series on my YouTube channel called What's in My Box, where my subscribers or myself, I'll buy something on Amazon or Wish.com, or my mom will send me something, and I open it on camera, and it's like an unboxing video. It's so much fun. Anywho, guys, my P.O. Box is P.O. Box 29892, Los Angeles, California, 90029. That will also be in the episode notes. So feel free to send me anything, letters, stories, what have you. All right. You know, tell me which episode that you listen to and share your opinion, whatever it may be. And get a chance to hear your story here on the air. Until next time, my loves, watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere. And if you want more awesome podcasts to listen to, stay tuned to these dope-ass motherfucking promos. I love these bitches. They're so awesome. Yay! If you guys have already caught up on my podcast, then you want to stick around and check out these promos to three amazing podcasts that I've come across. The OD Podcast, Dumb and Busted, and of course, I said, Goddamn Podcast. These podcasters work hard, they have amazing content, and I certainly hope that you guys will enjoy them. Nay, I know you will enjoy them. Until next time, bitches. Bye.
Hey, gamer. My trusted companion, confidant, slash spirit animal. I don't know if I can convey to the audience how great this podcast is within 60 seconds. Wait, what? I mean, yeah, it's called the OD Podcast because all the information and things you may learn here may cause you overdose. What? I mean, yeah, if you come here with an open mind, heart, perspective, you'll leave with everything, plus some laughter. Yeah. What? What'd you say? I mean, yeah, we talk about everything under the sun, around the sun, and in the cosmos. Yeah, that's true. Huh? What? And yeah, it's a perfect place to work on your verbal roundhouses. Damn it, I chose wisely. You heard him here, folks, all right? Here at the OD Podcast, where doses may vary, you get everything you need to become a better person and less of a jerk. All right, come join us. We promise you'll learn and leave with something amazing. We love you. Come stay with us.
Dumb and Busted has been called, quote, one of America's greatest treasures by 3 out of 3 hosts of the show.
Dumb and Busted is a weekly true crime comedy podcast with stories of exceptionally smart and insanely dumb crimes. Comedian Hunter Donaldson has hailed it as the greatest thing to come out of Portland since comedian Hunter Donaldson, who is me, also a host of the show.
Podcasters Allison Copeland and Hannah Ether praise Dumb and Busted as, quote, found on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and anywhere else you get your podcasts. Just more rave reviews from two other people who host the show.
Catch us every Thursday and follow us at Dumb and Busted on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Crime you later!
Hey, true crime listeners, check out our podcast, I Said Goddamn. We're a true crime comedy podcast hosted by two besties who like to share messed up cases that make you say goddamn. Every Sunday, we try to one-up each other's story by sharing a horrific case the other has never heard of. Along the way, we splash in some wildly inappropriate jokes and colorful language. Listen every Sunday from any of your favorite podcast directories. Also, follow us on Twitter at ISGDPodcast or visit our website, ISGDPodcast.com.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration.
Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hi everyone, James and Andy here from hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, if you like learning things, if you like learning facts about literally any subject under the sun, actually also including the sun, I mean every subject, No Such Thing as a Fish is the podcast for you. James, give us a fact.
Did you know that Venezuela was once home to guinea pigs the size of a car?
I did not. Beautiful. Here's one for you, James. The Chicago River used to be sparkling, but only because of all the animal carcasses floating in it.
It's not just animals, it's everything, as Andy says, under and including the sun. Look for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.